Martin O'Neill has stressed that his time as the new manager of Celtic will be brief after admitting that he was shocked to be returning to Glasgow. His reappointment, 20 years after he left, was part of a dramatic sequence of events which saw the sudden departure of Brendan Rodgers. The club's main shareholder, Dermot Desmond, then released a scathing statement in which he accused Rodgers of stoking division. Celtic are currently 8 points behind Hearts in the Scottish Premiership. Scottish football pundit and former player Pat Nevin has been giving me his take on events.
I'm not as surprised as a lot of people by this, purely because, you know, the difficulty that has been between the manager and the board. In simple terms, a number of things happen. If the fan base get fed up with the manager, he might survive. If they turn on the board, the manager is toast. So Brendan Rodgers was going anyway. But then when some of the things that Brendan Rodgers was, I mean, it's quite subtly, but not that subtly, saying about the acquisitions, I really thought it was time, and I would have been surprised if it had lasted till the end of the season. You add on top of the mix a bad start to the season, Hearts being 8 points ahead in the table, out of the Champions League. Although it says that Brendan Rodgers resigned, let's be fair, he jumped very quickly before he get an almighty, I was going to say push, I suspect kick.
We also had then this statement from Dermot Desmond, the major shareholder. He rarely speaks about Celtic. In fact, he rarely says anything in public at all. Were you surprised that he did what he did last night?
Yes, because you don't often hear it. I mean, often those levels of feelings actually do exist from that side, you know, but that was an evisceration. That was so vicious. And it was Brendan Rodgers' personality shredded. Now, I'm very keen because he's suggesting lies and various things, apart from the fact that he's calling Brendan Rodgers selfish, etc. But quite often in the journalistic world, we often look for, you know, just tell the truth, say it like it is. We never quite hear it, do we, to that level. Boy, did we hear from Dermot Desmond on this occasion. And let's be fair, he said it and he's tried to be controlled and he's written in a semi-controlled way, but there's a huge amount of fury and anger in that as well. So that breakdown in that relationship was not a small one. It had been brewing for a while. So that's why I am not totally, or indeed at all, shocked that the breakdown finally happened and Brendan's gone.
What has been going wrong for Celtic this year?
Depends who you ask. And then it's not just this year. It goes back a little bit. With football, you often have to look at, you know, the causes a wee bit further back. And if you take, I was over in Munich when Celtic played against Bayern and got within about 20 seconds of taking Bayern into extra time and a chance to go through in the Champions League. They played brilliantly. Brendan Rodgers wanted players added to that group and that squad. What happened? Well, Kuhn was sold and one of the best players. And Furuhashi let go, but never replaced. And he was the real main goal scorer for some considerable time. So Brendan Rodgers, from his point of view, says, well, wait a minute. You've got a lot of money in the bank, allegedly £70 million, which for Scottish football is an unthinkably large amount of money to have in the bank. But you're not, you know, putting it back into the team, or not putting it back into the team A in the right way or B at the right time. So Brendan's furious. Of course, from the owner's point of view, they're thinking, wait a minute, or as suggested by Dermot himself, wait now, I've put in some money. Yes, we've dealt with the finances sensibly, but more importantly, we've put every single player in front of you and said, do you want him? So what you're getting is a disagreement of the quality of players, but what it comes down to is the quality that has replaced what was there before hasn't been good enough. And it's a question of whose fault is that?
The upshot of all of this is that Martin O'Neill is back 20 years after he left and quite a few years since he last managed a team.
Yeah, I think it's 6 years or so since the last manager team. So, you know, and that's a long time in football. Look, Martin O'Neill was never a manager who was running up and down the training ground and really getting in the players' faces, etc. That wasn't his part of the job. He had other people to do that. He was a motivator. Now, he's perfectly capable of being a motivator now. He's got Sean Maloney, who's going to be working with him, who's, you know, his managerial experience himself, and was a great second man to the Belgian national team when they were at their height. So he's got a little bit of help there. And it would appear that it's going to be a medium to short term thing anyway. So, yeah. And the one big thing is, as a PR coup, it's very clever. Very clever indeed by Celtic, because anyone else you brought in, you know, there might have been complaints from some Celtic fans. They won't complain about Martin, St. Martin, as he's known, because he's so deeply loved by the Celtic fans. But what they will want to know is who will come after him, what's the build like, will they get a good acquisitions policy, and will the owners splash the cash? That's the things they want to know in the long term. In the short term, can they catch Heart of Midlothian at the top of the league? Well, that won't be easy, because they look very good at the moment.
And that was Pat Nevin talking to me a short time ago.